USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is an annual political conference attended by conservative activists and elected officials from across the United States and beyond. CPAC is hosted by the American Conservative Union. It gets underway today in Orlando, Florida. President Trump will headline the event with a Sunday afternoon keynote address, his first speech since leaving office last month. William Burns, the nominee for the Central Intelligence Agency director, testified at his confirmation hearing in the Russell Senate office building on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Burns faced questions about his tenure at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which had a relationship with one of the Chinese government front groups. Folk singer Peter Yarrow has been accused in a new lawsuit of raping an underage girl in Manhattan in 1969. The accusations were lodged against Yarrow, the founding member of the legendary act Peter, Paul, and Mary. We are USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A top Republican House member criticized an attempt by House Democrats to pressure television carriers to deplatform conservative news channels. Ranking member Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican from Washington, expressed her concerns regarding letters sent by Democrats to 12 cable, satellite, and streaming companies. The letter accused the companies of not taking steps to combat the spread of what the Democrats said was misinformation. Rogers said, "We should all be troubled today on what appears to be an attack on our First Amendment by elected officials." End quote. One American News President Charles Herring told the Epoch Times that when government officials want to silence media, especially media that opposes their false narratives, it's nothing short of an attack on our democracy and freedom of press. End quote. The Ad Council launched a campaign on Thursday designed to combat hesitancy about the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. Messages across U.S. television, radio, websites, and social media, with a particular focus on reaching Black and Hispanic Americans who have been hit hard by the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Spelling Bee is back for 2021. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
Last year's Spelling Bee was canceled because of COVID, the first time since World War II had been called off. This year's Bee will happen in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's usually held at a convention center outside Washington where a larger gathering was not possible. And instead of compressing the entire competition into a week, it's called Bee Week. The Bee will be stretched over several weeks, with the preliminary rounds to be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June 27, and the ESPN televised finals on July 8.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki has more.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published.
Vaccine distribution began in mid-December. Since then, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching about 13.4% of the total U.S. population. That's according to the CDC. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.